With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
a man who's as sharp as a beach ball,
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's been a long weekend, and today is not Monday, although it may seem like it to many of us. Today is the second day of the week, actually the second day of the work week, I guess I should say. Last week, we were discussing, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about chickens and fryers. And I said, and we were discussing the different classes of those things. It was roasters is what I was trying to think of. People were emailing me pullets and all that. I said, no. It's what you eat. But we have broilers, and fryers are broilers, and then roasters are the next step before you get to baking hens and that sort of thing. Just throw that out or in or whatever for whatever it's worth. Ron Paul keeps winning in these polls. Now, these polls really don't mean anything except to show what people out there think. And this is mostly done on the Internet. But, of course, he's presidential candidate, Ron Paul. For those of you who are not familiar with Ron Paul, we may have some travelers or someone today that's listening that's not accustomed to our show. Ron Paul is a congressman from Texas. He has been in Congress for 20 years now. He's 70-something. I believe he's 71 or 72 years old. He is a medical doctor, an obstetrician. He's delivered thousands of babies. He is more like the founding fathers than anybody that's running for the presidency, or literally anybody that's in Washington. He's considered Dr. No in Washington, because he votes against practically every bill that's put before the House. If they're not constitutional, as the Constitution reads, not as how the Communist Supreme Court says the Constitution is, he votes against it. He is definitely opposed to abortion, as he said. He's delivered 3,000 babies, and he knows what little babies are. And anyway, he is for smaller government, and he doesn't believe the federal government should be in our lives as the federal government likes to be, and he's running for the presidency as a Republican. And he was in the South Carolina debates. Well, first of all, he was in a West Coast debate, and he won very nicely as far as the poll takers were concerned. When the people phoned in or called in or emailed in, whatever it was, he was way ahead of the pack. He did the same thing in South Carolina. And now he is leading in the GOP straw poll. Now, this is a blogger thing, but he has been called an internet phenomenon. His campaign has claimed that his name is now one of the top web searchers, along with Paris Hilton. Now, I have to ask Jeff who Paris Hilton is.
She's a Hollywood fly girl. How's that?
I don't know. I thought it was a hotel in France. French Hilton? Anyway, you see how much I know about what's going on in the world. Anyhow, his recent press conferences and media appearance, including Bill Maher's Real Time on HBO, are exposing his small government, free market views to a widening audience. In other words, once people can hear him and know what he's talking about and knows how he feels, hey, he's in like Flynn. I bet you don't know what in like Flynn means, do you, Jeff? See, you have to be older to know all this stuff. Errol Flynn was a great womanizer. He was also, didn't he play the Sheik of Arabic or something back in one of the old famous movies?
A swashbuckler.
And I don't know, that's a swashbuckler. You were a swashbuckler, weren't you? Doesn't that have something to do with sailing ships and things?
More of a pirate type, I believe.
Yeah. No. Errol Flynn, he was a womanizer and a handsome guy, and all the ladies loved him. And in like Flynn meant like, you know, no problems there. Anyway, going back to Ron Paul. Now, this is the poll as of Friday the 25th, which was last Friday. Paul, on this free choice thing, on this first choice thing, Paul has 3,240 votes. Giuliani, 688. Gingrich, 454. There's about a dozen of them here, but I was just showing you. But anyway, Ron Paul has 32.3%. And now these are Republicans that are voting. You see, there's two kinds of Republicans. There's the Republicans that were Republicans back 100 years ago. And then you've got Washington, D.C., which those people are no more Republican than anything. I remember when I first started traveling in southeast Missouri back in 1962, everything in southeast Missouri, and I don't know if it still is or not, but at that time was Democrat. It was a very Democratic area. There's about five or six counties down there. And our governor in the state at that time came from southeast Missouri, and he brought all of his cronies up here. And the governor's name was Dalton. We called him the Dalton Gang. They had, like I said, they were all cotton farmers, gin operators, people that made a living on the land. And I couldn't believe, and I spent a lot of time visiting with those folks, I couldn't believe. I said, well, you all sound like Republicans. You know, they were very, very, very conservative, but they were Democrats. Now, here we have Ron Paul, who is really the only Republican on this entire ticket of so-called Republicans. I can name them here. Here's the ones on the poll. Thompson, Romney, Giuliani, Gingrich, Hunter, Huckabee, Tancredo, Brownback. Now, Tancredo, he kind of talks like a Republican. He's one of the better ones. Brownback, McCain, Thompson, and Gilmore. So, anyway, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And back to Ron Paul. Now, I mentioned what Ron Paul, what he is doing here as a candidate for the presidency. And it really has the rest of the candidates stirred up. And here in the state here, and I'm not in California, but in the state of California, in on the West Coast, the United Republicans of California. Now, these are the United Republicans of California. I don't know a thing about their organization, but no doubt they are the old-fashioned kind, have unanimously endorsed Congressman Ron Paul for President of the United States. This group was formed in 1963 to support Barry Goldwater. It represents a traditional conservative wing of the California Republican Party. The unanimous endorsement from the United Republicans of California proves that the campaign has been saying all along Ron Paul is the only true conservative and real Republican in the race. This group of United Republicans from California called him the leading advocate for freedom in our nation's capital. Ron Paul's voting record demonstrates that he has voted against raising taxes, unbalanced budgets, a federal restriction on gun ownership, raising congressional pay, or increasing the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act, regulating the Internet, and the war in Iraq. Now, for whatever it's worth, Ron Paul never uses all of the money that is allocated to him to keep his office and all this sort of thing going, and he takes that money and gives it back. He puts it back into the Treasury. He has never voted for a raise. for the congressman, and I can't remember how that deal was. I'm not sure he accepts all of his salary. I'm not sure of that. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, he's quite concerned about conservatism. The U.S. founding fathers, from Thomas Jefferson on down, were in many ways very libertarian conservatives, just as is Ron Paul. They believed in a small federal government, private money, and self-defense rather than adventurism. They would be horrified by today's tax practices, by private paper money. Ron Paul would do away with the Federal Reserve System as well. He knows that we have a fiat paper money system that's no good. He said, today there are tens of millions of voters in the United States who are libertarian conservatives, whether they know it or not. They may number 100 million voters or more. The socialists and fascists among us are terrified that these individuals will discover who they are and, having found a label, begin to act in a disciplined way to advance their convictions. Ron Paul's espouses of limited government, human action, and the power of the individual to plan his or her own life in peace without the constant problem of taxes, inflation, and militarism. He votes against the North American Union, or he is against the North American Union. We never had a chance to vote on that. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we have returned, discussing the Republican polls and Ron Paul. The Republicans have held 27 Republican primary polls this year without reference to Ron Paul. People say, well, he just doesn't show up in the polls. That's because his name is never used in the polls. And the typical American today still doesn't know who Ron Paul is. But nevertheless, from his home state of Texas, Ron Paul only averaged 1% in the state polls. And the reason is his name wasn't in the polls. So somebody just said, well, hey, what about Ron Paul? And I guess they said, okay, we give him 1%. I don't know how that works, but his name was not in the polls. Candidates with less money and little support are included, they say. But Ron Paul is currently fourth among Republicans in fundraising. So if he is not mentioned in 27 state polls, why are all the other candidates who get less money and have very little support being included? In other words, Ron Paul is doing quite nicely as far as fundraising is concerned. If you remember, during the Republican debate in South Carolina, Ron Paul was arguing, I guess you call it arguing, debating with Giuliani, and talking about the reason that we are so hated in these other countries and why the situation is as it is. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail on that. But someone wrote an article here, Thomas R. Edlam, and he says, well, Giuliani has a right to be outraged. He says, Representative Ron Paul, who suggested Islamic terrorism is fueled by the U.S. military interventionism, he said, that's an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through the attacks of September the 11th, that we invited the attacks because we were attacking Iraq, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Now, this is what Giuliani said, and I've had some pretty absurd explanations as to September the 11th. Okay, the mayor, then the writer of this article says that, hey, he has a right to be outraged. He said, it is America's fault the way America has outreach in the world. Look, it's real simple what happened. These people came here and killed us because of our freedom of religion, because our freedom for women, because they hate us. The reality is, if you are confused about this, I think you've put the country in much greater jeopardy. So then Tom Edom writes this, maybe Rudy Giuliani had a point. After some reflection, I think he was right to be outraged. It is outrageous to suggest that when we bomb people that they would get mad at us. I mean, it's not like foreigners have feelings. It's outrageous for Ron Paul to expect Rudy Giuliani to have ever heard that before, even though he could have read the same perspective in the 911 report. After all, he was only the mayor, the chief executive of New York City during the 911 attacks. Why would anyone suggest he needed to read the official government report on the attacks? Since it's outrageous to expect Rudy Giuliani to have read the 911 reports, it's also outrageous to think that he would have read the part of the 911 report where they outline in principle of blowback in great detail. Heck, he's only trying to be president of the United States. It's not like he needs to know the long-term implications of our foreign policy. So, Rudy, like I mentioned before, it looks like that Ron Paul did the right thing when he ran on a Republican ticket. I thought at first, hey, he's not going to get to first base on a Republican ticket. He needs to be as an independent of some sort. But that debate in South Carolina really gave him some notoriety. Paul's opponents now see him, his ideas, and his consistent limited government philosophies as a threat to their own campaigns. The country that spawned most of the 911 hijackers have been one of Giuliani's lucrative foreign clients. Paul refuses to back down from his position once the heat got turned up a little, equality seriously lacking in GOP candidates up and down the ballot. The interesting thing here is that Paul is scoring points on an issue that simply isn't his strong suit. His strong suits, and I've heard him speak. I heard him, he was in Reno when we were at the Freedom 21 conference. And his strong suits is abortion. He's certainly against abortion. As I said, he's delivered 3,000 babies. He knows a little bit about embryonic development. He is also very strong in the monetary system. He would definitely go back, and I don't know whether it'd be the gold standard or how he would handle this, but he hates the Federal Reserve as it sets up today. If he starts minimizing his forces on the focus on Iraq and ratchets up his discussion on the proper constitutional role of government domestically, he'll really put the current field of candidates on the defensive. Paul's support isn't a mile wide and an inch deep. The intensity of support from Ron Paulette's, and that's what they're calling people that are in favor of Ron Paulette's, around the country is rock solid and probably won't be adversely impacted by the entrance of either Fred Thompson or Newt Gingrich in the race. By attacking Paul in the South Carolina debates, Rudy Giuliani did Paul a huge favor, and I agree with that, by bringing added attention to the congressman's campaign and issues which might have gone unmarked otherwise. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Derry gets letters, and here are a few that sing high praises for Derry's monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. Hi, Derry. I religiously keep up with your information ever since a coworker gave me a copy of your Common Sense Chronicle a few years ago. Young and aware, thanks for keeping us informed. Brad in Oregon. Here's another. Derry, loved your report on the proposed cattle identification program. I couldn't agree with you more, as just another way for Big Brother to nose into our affairs. Keep up the good work. You're an all right guy, Derry Brownfield. Signed, Stephen B. in Maysville, Missouri. And finally, I just wanted to let you know that your newsletter does make a difference and say thank you for bringing some common sense to a world that at many times seems to be seriously lacking it. Lisa in Illinois. Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. Send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says a chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Changing the subject. Oh, let's don't change the subject. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Hi, Will, you're on the air.
Derry, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
In regards to the United Republicans of California, which you mentioned that endorsed Ron Paul's candidacy, for listeners that don't know, Dr. Stanley Monteith and G. Edward Griffin are both longtime members of that organization. And it was G. Edward Griffin, of course, that wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the complete expose of the Federal Reserve System. Craig R. Smith just gave a commercial on that.
Right.
And then as far as these, you're talking about the difference between Republicans and Republicans. There was at one time a Republican Party, and then the Republican Party became the Radical Red Republican Party when it was permeated and penetrated by the British Fabian Socialist Movement. So we've basically been handed a false paradigm in the Republican Party for some time. Dr. Paul is very well aware of that, and I think his idea is to return us more to the Barry Goldwater style of Republican rather than the modern neocon Republican.
Well, he wants to go back to the Constitution as it is written, not as the Supreme Court has decided it should be.
That's right, and I believe that, and I'm not positive because I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and actually talk with him face-to-face, mano a mano, but I do believe that he would be considered a strict constructionist in that we look at the language of the Constitution for what it was in the Webster's 1828 Dictionary, et cetera, and we don't need to have a judge interpret it for us. The words speak for themselves, and then look at the Constitution just as many would look at the Bible and say this is an absolute. This is not a living document. It's been set in stone. This is what we work with. We always come back to this. We always match everything that we're doing to it. And I think it would be an absolute blessing if Paul would be able to become the president of the United States of America.
Well, it no doubt would. Now, what he could accomplish as president, you know, we'd have to have some congressmen and senators to go along with it. But here's just a brief overview of his record. He has never voted, never, to raise taxes. And now, let's realize he's been in Washington 20 years. He has never voted for an unbalanced budget. He has never voted for a federal restriction on gun ownership. He has never voted to raise congressional pay. He has never taken a government-paid junket. He has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against regulating the Internet. And he voted against the Iraqi War. He does not participate in the... That's right. I was thinking he gave part of his salary back. He did not. He just does not participate in the congressional pension program, which is a big thing.
It is. And his voting record, you know, really they say that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. His voting record speaks for itself. He has there's no blame in his name. He has an excellent message. Now, on one point that has been argued about, either on the Internet or on radio, has been whether he is right or wrong on his idea that foreign policy brought us into most of the problems that we've had in the last 6 years since September the 11th, 2001. At that time, now I've been a DXer, a shortwave listener. I'm listening on shortwave today, and for many, many years. But I was on air listening on September the 11th, and from all around the world, and I spent about a 48-hour period, almost with no sleep, on September the 11th and 12th, listening. And the mantra, the drumbeat, from all over the world, whether you're talking about Africa, Asia, Europe, Western Europe, was foreign policy, foreign policy, foreign policy. The United States has a flawed foreign policy, and we can expect this kind of, you know, blowback or repercussion as a result of it. So I don't know what all Ron Paul is basing it on other than 20-some-odd years in Congress, but I would have to say that if he stands on his foreign policy as being the primary problem, with the United States right now, I think he would have sympathetic ears all over the world.
Well, not only that, a lot of people have said Ron Paul knows more about 9-1-1 than he mentions. And I saw an article saying very much what you're saying there, that when he used that 9-1-1 report, which was the official government report against Giuliani. That was really something that he did that was breathtaking. In other words, without that, no one would have even known he was there, more or less, would they?
No, they certainly wouldn't. And another thing I think we can learn as we listen to him speak is the caliber of statesman that he actually is. He probably is just as versed on all of the various answers to the tough questions on 911 as any of us are, particularly those of us who listen to shortwave or spend any time at all on the Internet. I'm sure he has plenty of questions. But as a consummate statement, he wouldn't go into places like that during the debates where it would gain him little and could lose him a lot. And I respect him for that.
Yeah, I think he did the wise thing. It was just a miraculous move that he made when he quoted that 911. And, you know, it would have been so much. You look back and you see what could have been done if he would have just said, according to the 911 report, and then quoted it. It would that have made a difference or not?
Well, I don't really know. I think that if he focuses on Giuliani and Giuliani's participation, if you will, on September the 11th and the time period leading up to it and the time period coming back, I think that he will be able to satisfy all of us who are very concerned about what happened in New York City and in Washington D.C. on that day. But there's a lot of fish to fry, and I think that if he just plays that real carefully, just like he has so far, it will be to his benefit and his gain. It'll keep the dialogue open. It'll be out there. And remember, I think we're very early in this race, and we need to get on a ballot first. And so before we start getting down to the mud wrecking and slogging and pitching, you know, horseshoes at each other, I think we need to get further down the road. And we just need to get him positioned. We need to get him in a place where the pollsters and the media will give him the attention he deserves, so rightly deserves. And we'll cross those bridges when we get to him. We've got a long ways to go right now. The momentum's building. RonPaul2008.com is the website. And on that website, he has a little service that's set up there with a thing called meetup groups. Anybody can go on there, and you just click on that and pay $12 a month. You can set up a meetup group in anyone's area. It works right into our local precinct groups. It helps the local political activation. And so there's many things that we can look forward to out of Ron Paul's candidacy besides just getting a much better president we've had in 50 years.
Or 100 years.
Or very well 100 years. I'll talk about the 50 I've been watching.
Okay. Hey, well, where do you think this is going?
Well, in my so far, my opinion, my researched opinion, we're really at a crossroads here. I think that the momentum that has come out of the Internet and the 911 system has basically opened a whole new door for politics and publicity. In publicity, you can be in one of the three primary planks of a representative system of government. Publicity is more than just media.
What do you think will happen? What do you think will happen at the Republican convention?
I hope that they will be embarrassed into having to accept Ron Paul straight up front. And then I think that it'll be depend on everything that we do between now and then as to whether or not he'll even be considered. But, you know, the power brokers are going to hold the reins. They've got to do it. And whether or not they will allow him to come forward from that point or not, I don't know. But if we just focus on everything up to there and make sure that he's out front and get as many signs and banners and meetings and activity going at every county level, every precinct level, get as many people in our areas who are electors, who generally would go to the Electoral College, get as many people as we possibly can on his side and in his camp, I think we might be able to put enough pressure on the parties to put him up there.
Well, and, you know, Ross Perot started out, and I don't know whether he was, you know, it's been quite a while ago. I don't know if he was buying television time or not. He had the money. He could do what he wanted to do. But if you remember, he became kind of the darling. He was on any show he wanted to be on. Remember that?
Well, he had a tremendous amount of money, if I recall, and so, you know, that had a lot to do with it. And I think that with Ron Paul, he's kind of coming from a more humble standpoint. And I believe that he will be able to get, as he said, he's going to get the libertarians, the Democrats, the constitutionalists, all the Republicans, everybody that just about is sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of what's happening in the United States can vote for Ron Paul without any loss of face.
Hey, I hear music. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call, Will.
Well, thank you, Derry.
Keep us informed. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Leo, hi, you're up next, Leo.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I'm your neighbor from over in Clarksburg, and I just wanted to say the only thing worries me about Ron Paul becoming president will be defenseless in the House. But I'd like to thank the people of Texas for sending him up there so long for us and stick up for us, and I'd like to ask him to, you know, think about his replacement and send us another good one.
You know, you mentioned what he's done in the House. He has introduced numerous pieces of legislation each year, probably more than any other single member in Congress. But you never hear a thing about it.
Yeah, I like reading his column there at lewrockwell.com, too.
All right, I'm not familiar with. I didn't see that. But
yeah,
what
he's got a column there.
Yeah, I see his column.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he is so politically incorrect with the rest of it. He can't even get a co-sponsor to sponsor his legislation.
It's just too bad we can't clone him 435 times.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll find another good Texan down there.
That's true. You have a good day, Derek.
Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Vivian. Hi, Vivian. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Thank you for giving us truth. You don't find that very often anymore.
Well, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And
amen. I wanted to tell everybody why I'm voting for Ron Paul. His soul is not for sale.
Well, it never has been, at least, and I can't believe he would change this late in the game. Can you?
No, he won't. No, they'll try to down him. God says you'll be persecuted for my name's sake.
Well, they've certainly tried to persecute him, but you know, I think he's done quite nicely so far, and it's just as Leo told us a while ago, it's early in the game.
Yeah, let the truth find him out.
So anyhow, Vivian, appreciate your call.
I want him to stand fast.
Okay, I'm sure he will. If they'll let him, he will. And thanks for the call, Vivian. Let me look at the clock. Okay. It's interesting. This is an old story, so you may have seen it. It was in Washington Post back on May the 17th, and I didn't get to use it at that time. But it's how much cash is available from these people that are running for the on the Republican side. And I think maybe they mentioned some of the Democrats. I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I've looked at this. But anyway, the story goes, and this is a Washington Post article, that there are millionaires and at least 10 millionaires as major party candidates. Collectively, they have billions of dollars altogether. Now, when we come back, I'll take a quick rundown on what some of these people are worth, if that's worth anything to know. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646.
Now, according to a Washington Post article, here's what some of the candidates are worth. And it does give both Democrats and Republicans. I had a minute to look at it during the commercial break. Like I said, this was posted back on May the 17th, so I've kind of forgotten what it was. But Senator Barack Obama has less than $2 million. He's one of the poor boys. then Rudy Giuliani, he's got about $11 million. And Senator John McCain, he's a Republican from Arizona. He married money. His wife is the millionaire daughter of Arizona beer magnate. Mitt Romney became the richest of the 2008 candidates for the White House by dealing in private equity funds that have bought and sold significant interest in more than 180 companies. Democrat John Edwards is a trial lawyer. He earned his fortune by defending the ill and injured in the courtroom. He made $479,000 last year in salary and more than $7.5 million from investments with Fortress Investment Group, which is a New York hedge fund. Edwards has faced questions about the hedge fund, where he said he worked only a few days a month. Offshore funds that served as tax havens for investors, including subprime lenders, and we've discussed in much detail these subprime lenders. Those are the mortgage lenders that start you out real low and let you on a very low rate of interest, and then it graduates, and they'll make a loan to people that can't get a loan anyplace else, and that's what many of these foreclosures are about today. It made national news here a couple months ago. Giuliani left the mayor's office with modest holdings of $1.2 million in personal assets. And since that time, his empire has grown to include a consulting firm that earned him $4.1 million last year, a partnership in the law firm Bracewell & Giuliani that guarantees him $1 million a year, book royalties and speaking fees that gross more than $11 million, and stock holdings and business interests that combined worth $20 to $70 million. Now there's another person I'd like to have managing my money for me. If he can come out of the office with $1.2 million, and I have some folks sitting here in the office with me, I said, you know, $1 million isn't that much anymore, because a dollar isn't worth anything. That's what it amounts to. But if he went from $1 million to $70 million in a hurry, and that's saying something for him, huh? Anyway, other candidates reporting, New Mexico Democrat Bill Richardson has between $3.5 and $10 million. Senator Sam Brownback, he's a senator, Republican from Kansas, he has $3.3 to $8.7 million. And I can see how they have this wide range here, because who knows what stuff is worth. I have a rancher sitting here in the office with me. You don't know within... You have no idea what your ranch would bring if you sold it, or how much income tax you'd have to pay. You probably wouldn't get much over half what you got for it in the first place. So I can see how they have a difficult time trying to figure out the exact figures here. Duncan Hunter, Republican from California, $1 to $2.4 million. Tom Tancredo, he has up to $1.2 million. Mike Huckabee, $350,000 to $900,000, and Senator Joe Biden from $62,000 to $428,000. Now, that's not very much money for these top-ranked politicians. $62,000? I mean, some of these guys got a car that cost way more than that. In fact, you can have a car that cost $428,000. But who was not in this Washington Post list? Our good friend and colleague, Ron Paul. He just gets anything that the news media has any control over. You're not going to hear the words Ron Paul mentioned. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds? With recent international